Miami fell through. That was his first pick. He's coming to Boston. He's going to trust the new process. Let's go. Russell and Cousy. Russell and Hondo. Hondo and Cowens. Byrne and McHale. Pearson, KG. JB and JT. And now, Tatum and the Freak. Have a good night.
Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Oh, well, good afternoon, everybody. It's Rich, certainly. Ken Laird. And we got a little rotation on the third chair today. Mm-hmm. Christian Arcan will be joining us at 3 o'clock. And right now, no better day to have our guy, top-tier Terp, Justin Turpin, reporting on all things Celtics, all things Giannis, all things Jaylen Brown, who's, I'm sure, very pissed right now. I am hearing some amazing stuff behind the scenes that's been going on with the Celtics.
Really?
We have to get
into all scoop?
No, this is not scoop. This is just some reports that have come out from some sites that aren't really, you know, mass media. Oh. But this is, it's good enough. And I believe it. And I believe some of it.
I'm ready to believe
it. And I'll take your conspiracy theories, too. Because where do we, as you were saying, where do we go now? I have no idea what the Celtics do, turn this around.
Run it back.
No, you got to make some additions.
Oh, it's time for the Time Lord.
It's crazy that DraftKings has them as the favorite to win the Eastern Conference.
Has that moved at all since
they're still
this
the
whole
favorites.
Thing?
Okay. I think it moved slightly down, but they are still over New York. And that streams to me that they're looking at like the historical trends of teams not getting back to the NBA Finals after winning the conference the year before. The last time it happened in the East was when the Cavs won 4 in a row. So maybe they're looking at that, but like the Knicks feel like they're in great position. They're essentially going to run it back.
It seems like that, but I mean, listen, let's go ahead and get into it. By the way, we will take your calls all afternoon. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about. 617-779-7937. And right in the middle of all the Giannis and Jaylen talk, Chad Tracy will be joining us.
Oh, good. Maybe
after
he has some thoughts.
Just a miraculous ending to an amazing ball game yesterday.
At least the Red Sox are playing well. It's good. It's good diversion.
That was fun to watch, huh? Keep that value up for Aroldis Chapman right before they want to trade him. That's awesome. Let that hamstring just fester. All right, let's see what happened with some sports, shall we?
Sports happened.
And Sports Happened is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Much to Ken's disappointment. Ugh. And we can all say Ken was totally and completely wrong about all of this.
Well, I was sort of right. They just botched it at the finish line. I mean, I was right that they were in, that they wanted them, that they were going for it. They were all in. That was the phrasing yesterday, right, Turner?
He was.
They were not all in. What a lie.
All in are you if you won't give up Hugo Gonzalez and Baylor Scheim?
Correct.
Let's be clear. Like, that was they drew a line in the sand, and that was it. Like, they shouldn't have got as desperate as Miami did. Like, that was the right decision. But I don't know if you can phrase it as all in if you weren't necessarily willing to go all in, literally.
Well, the Heat had to mortgage basically every asset. Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jamie Jaquez Jr., 3 first-round picks, a pick swap, a second-rounder, and the WTF Dan Marino banner that hangs in their rafters. Yes, by the way, Miami Heat do have a Dan Marino banner that hangs there at their basketball stadium. I forgot what the name of it is. It used to be American Airlines Arena, whatever the hell it is.
Acacia Center something like that?
That's the name of it. Yeah, but they actually have a Dan Marino banner where the Heat play. Fantastic. But the Celtics, they were most definitely in and aggressive, offering a package of Jaylen Brown and 2 first-round picks. But alas, Boston was left with a horrible case of sports blue balls once again as the deal was not consummated. Now, according to reports, Brad Stevens, as you were saying, off limits. No Hugo Gonzalez, no Baylor Shireman, because, of course, why would you do that? According to Kevin O'Connor, it was Jimmy Haslam who didn't want to risk Jaylen Brown wanting out of Milwaukee in a year after dealing with Giannis and Miles Garrett trade demands. Haslam wanted certainty, and the Miami deal proved more of that with more total assets in return. First of all, how pissed are you right now if you are a Bucks fan and you just traded one of the best players in the NBA for Tyler Hero, some okay picks, and then a bunch of, like, parts.
Right. And Hero's not going to stay, right?
They're already trying to reroute him.
They're going to flip him.
But that's the most exciting player coming back is Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Where you go from Jaylen Brown, who was a top 6 MVP finish this year, obviously he's won a finals MVP. Like, that's a household name. Tyler Hero is, because, like, obviously, like, he's been good. He's been an all-star, but he's nowhere in near what you'd want as a player return for Giannis. Like, I get the draft capital is a big part of this, but Tyler Hero is what you're supposed to get excited about, and now you're trying to ship him out too?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. But I guess what this has done is it's done a couple of things. One, more than likely, it pissed off Jaylen Brown pretty good. I think we can all assume that. On top of that, it has set off speculation that we are about to get a bidding war for Mr. Jaylen Brown. Here is Brian Windhorst.
And so now what I expect to happen is a bidding war for Jaylen Brown from other teams in the league. In the most recent days, teams have been preparing for this eventuality, that it wouldn't be the Boston Celtics who won the Giannis sweepstakes and that there would be a Jaylen Brown market. And so we're going to watch that. I think it'll take some time to play out, but if there's a draft pick involved, it could happen today. I don't think that's likely, but it could happen today.
All right, so here is what I think is the most interesting part of this entire story. There's a lot of reporting about what went down, who wouldn't offer what, and, you know, who wouldn't budge. But this is from the New York Times and The Athletic. This is Sam Amick. He said, according to league sources, the Bucks were very intrigued with the idea of making Jaylen Brown their new franchise centerpiece, but also had serious concerns about whether history might repeat itself if he came to town. Brown, the five-time All-Star who was coming off the best season of his career and finished sixth in MVP voting, has three seasons and a combined $183 million left on his deal. But if he didn't want to be in Milwaukee, as some signs suggested in recent weeks, then the Bucks might have been faced with the reality that they needed to trade him under duress to salvage a sensitive situation. That, to me, sounds like Jaylen or Jaylen's people put out something that said, if I go to Milwaukee, I ain't sticking around.
That's what Mark Spears reported last week. He said he would not want to stay in Milwaukee.
Now, why not? I mean, he wants his own team. He was going to theoretically get his own team. I mean, to be honest, conspiracy theory-wise, that sounds like Celtics spin as to why we lost the trade. Don't blame us that all we offered was a couple first-round picks and Jaylen. We're going to put out there that Jaylen wouldn't sign there. Because I don't understand, if this is what JB wants, what's wrong with Milwaukee? He's got a problem with Wisconsin?
But it makes sense, because don't you believe, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I think what the Celtics offered the Bucks is a better deal than what they got from Miami. I think that is, you get a bona fide superstar there. It's something that you can sell to your fans that they can get excited about. Because instead, if you're a Bucks fan right now, dude, you just gave away the guy who helped you win a championship just a couple years ago, who's still a top 15 player in the league.
That's even low.
Maybe even low. Top 10.
Top five when healthy? Absolutely.
Well, when healthy. But there's a lot. I mean, he's still 31 years old. But I understand what you're saying, though. But you gave him away, and you got back like a bunch of nothing. You got Tyler Hero is the biggest thing you got
back.
They
got the 10th pick in the draft, which is good.
Isn't it 13th?
Well, they have the 13th. So they have the 10th, right. So they have two picks in the top 13. So that's probably the biggest asset they got to sell fans on. We're going to take two guys tonight that we're going to build around, and they'll flip Hero. But I agree with you. You could have flipped Jaylen for four first-round picks or something. Couldn't you have gotten your picks back from Portland?
I would have thought, yeah. Now we're talking about a bidding war. There are going to be teams calling the Celtics and saying, okay, has this relationship been severed? Is this beyond repair? And those are fair questions. But I will say, one thing that jumps out to me is, like, Brad Stevens has built a reputation of just handling these situations with the utmost care. Like, any player that's been traded out has come back and praised how Brad Stevens handled the situation. If you don't think he handled a situation with Jaylen Brown, who he coached for 5 years, he believed in so much that he made him the highest paid player in league history at the time. Mm-hmm. You don't think he is having conversations with him? That feels a little far-fetched. Like, I would be shocked if there was no kind of communication here. It's like,
what do you mean, now or before the
before.
Trade?
I would be shocked if Brad Stevens wasn't having conversations with Jaylen Brown throughout this.
I just wonder how much this shoots his value, like if there is a bidding war, how much it shoots his value in the foot, where he is apparently sending messages to teams that he doesn't want to play for.
If that's true, I think that's huge. That's the biggest thing we've heard in the last 24 hours.
That is. And of all the things that have come out of this story, the fact that he seems to be holding the Celtics hostage as to where he is allowed to be traded,
right,
and potentially risking you get much better value or a much better player from another team, dude, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not good news if you're a Celtics fan. Like, out of all the things that have been written, that's the one that should scare you the most.
The worst thing would be if he comes out and explicitly demands a trade or asks to leave. Because right now, the Celtics, like, what's he going to do? Just give up? He's not going to play? Like, he's under contract. He's due for an extension. And I think if the Celtics want to make this thing right, if they truly believe that, okay, they're being honest, that this was just a specific thing. They wanted Giannis. That it's a type of caliber player that you blow this up for, you go out and get him. If that's the case, then you give Jaylen Brown the extension.
Yeah.
If you want to give him that reassurance, he could be making near north of $70 million in his final 2 years of the contract. He's eligible for that next month. If that's the case, you give it to him.
But they've already decided, Terp, if you listen to Windhorst, he has been very forceful about this. They, 6 weeks ago or whatever, decided we are not good enough to beat the Knicks in this current alignment. We are trading Jaylen Brown. So once you make that decision, just because you swing and miss on Giannis, there's no going back now. You whiffed.
Yeah.
This was your best chance to compete short term. You may have, not to be dramatic, you may have cost yourself a title last night. Like, that's banner 19 at stake. If you get Giannis and you pair him with Tatum, in the next 2 years, that is a potential championship. I think you had a great chance at it.
By the way, maybe somebody even warned you that this could end up going in the wrong direction. This is from Jaylen Brown's Twitch stream yesterday.
Somewhat grateful because I get to see some negativity that I didn't want, but that just gives more fuel to the fire. I get to see some, you know, comments or takes that I didn't even care to see, but it just gives me more fuel to the fire. So to all the people that's doubting me, that want me to do this or want me gone or whatever, you turning me into a monster.
By the way, that was in Monaco with Noah Lyles, right?
He's on a track. Yeah.
He's running. So the guy is like, he's cascading the world. He was in China. Now he's in Monaco. And he's still keeping tabs on what's going on here. You made him a monster, Rich. See what you did?
All I know is, I did it myself.
Media scums.
All I know is that if that's the truth, that he basically fired his way away from this trade and said, I'm not signing any kind of extension if you send me the bucks. I'm going to be under duress the entire time. If that's the case, you want to keep this guy around? Like, is this a guy that you're going to... I mean, it seems to me like he's pissed off. Like, you pissed... And I'm not even blaming the Celtics. Like, that's a dick move. And the other thing, too, is I heard a bunch of people saying, well, you can just tell him that, you know, it's flattering. You're trying to trade him for, you know, one of the best players in the league. And I'm like, no. Stop with that. Like, I'm sure it would piss him off pretty good. But at the same time, you're one of the highest paid players in the league. This is how basketball works. His name's been mentioned in trades a ton of times
before. They offered him to the Nets for Kevin Durant after they made the finals in 2022. So if you're Jaylen Brown, do you look at this like, okay, why are they never seemingly content with building around me? Mm-hmm. Why is, like, Kevin Durant's available? Okay, my name's in talks. Like, Giannis is available. My name's in talks. Like, I get it. Like, you can view it as a compliment. I don't think Jaylen Brown does.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown thinks he's one of the best players in the league.
All right.
He proved he could be last year.
What happens next? 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls right after this. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. We'll be back.
I personally do not think they would have entertained this at the end of the season. I think something definitely shifted as we went along. And, you know, I just think I'm not convinced he's going to be on the team in October, Vera. I would say it's 50-50.
Yeah, what shifted was how he acted.
And blowing a 3-1 series lead.
That is true. You know, just think about it. Even if they would have blown the 3-1 lead, I just have a feeling that if he just would have stayed off Twitch and just would have been just quiet.
Yep.
And wouldn't have said that stuff about this was my favorite season, I have a weird feeling that maybe this wouldn't have happened.
I stand on it. I triple down, quadruple down, whatever y'all want me to say, chat.
Mm-hmm. He was saying it all over again.
It could have been a factor. I don't think that's like one of the, you know, lines in the sand, though. Like, the reality is when you blow a 3-1 lead for the first time in franchise history and you're done playing in the first week of May, you have a longer offseason, you have more time to think about things, and you see other teams have success, and you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened here.
Well, it is Rich, Ken, and we have Justin Turpin here in studio for the first hour. And we're taking a call, 617-779-7937. By the way, you can leave a take grenade right there on the Odyssey app. Just press the microphone, and we play those in the 5 o'clock hour. It is interesting, though, because, like, you know, from the New York Times article, they also talk about how Giannis did indeed want to potentially come to the Celtics. And as a matter of fact, there was, you know, he was kind of enamored with both of them. And as a matter of fact, the sources say Giannis was genuinely that he was intrigued by the idea of playing for the Celtics, and he would have been willing to sign a long-term extension with Boston. They said league source said Boston's interest was revealed to Antetokounmpo near the February 5th trade deadline when he was told that the Celtics were making a late push to land him. 2 months later, he gave a rave and somewhat random review of Boston coach Joe Mazzulla during an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The timing seemed too perfect to be coincidental, as if Giannis was letting it known that the Celtics would be wise to pursue him, and that they did to no avail.
Hmm. You know, I'm disappointed in Giannis a little bit too. I do think somebody made this point, maybe it was Skip Bayless or somebody, but Giannis is not going to win in Miami. He could have won here. So if you're a player like him, you've already won one, and all you care about is titles, why wouldn't you force your way to Boston?
So that would have been the expectation had he come here. The expectation would have been win now. There would have been immediate pressure on the duo of him and Tatum to win a championship right away. Giannis is going to be 32 in December. This isn't like a long-term thing. It's like we're going to dip in for a couple of years, and we're going to try to win another championship. And that's why you're having conversations of potentially selling off Jaylen Brown. That's why that's relevant.
I said this last week when I was speculating that most likely he would go to Miami, and it was because I just think that there is a certain type of player that, especially one like Giannis, who's won a championship before. You don't have to prove anything to anybody now. You're a champion. You can say that. There's not enough players in this league anymore who are driven by winning multiple championships. There's not a lot of Kobe Bryants anymore. And I have a feeling that now that he's won it and now that he's getting older, Miami kind of becomes your, I'm going to kind of enjoy myself now.
His retirement home?
Yeah. I'm going to go get paid. I'm going to live where the stars live. I'm going to live in a place where I can make more money because it's Florida, and maybe take my foot off the gas a little bit. I honestly believe that. And I think that is something that intrigued him. Now, I know he wanted to come to the Celtics as well, and I believe that there's two different mindsets. I think that he was almost leaving it up to the team to decide, all right, if I go to Miami, I can kind of relax because I know I'm not winning anything down there. I mean, it's him and Bam.
Unless they get LeBron to come for your veteran minimum.
Mid-level.
I mean, that is the next shot.
That'd be funny. If he went back to Miami, that would actually be pretty funny.
At the mid-level, that's a little bit more believable than the veteran minimum, but I still would highly doubt it.
Yeah. But I mean, that would be...
It would be amazing.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be fun as far as because they're not winning anything right now. They're not.
No.
But I think that if he would have come to the Celtics, I do believe he would have had a different mindset. I think it would have been, well, now I have a chance to actually win.
I mean, it really is hard to wrap your brain around that Brad will not part with Hugo Gonzalez to get Giannis. What is his fascination with Hugo?
The whole organization's really high on Hugo from top to bottom.
Brad, am I missing something? Like,
is it
Hugo
or Hugo?
Hugo.
We don't pronounce the H?
No, the H is silent. Hugo.
Okay. I'll call anyone whatever they want to be called, but it is weird that
Ron
name is Hugo, right? Ron Hare Suarez.
Did he want that back?
No, he wants it back. Yeah,
he wants it back from Ranger. So he corrected it from Ranger to Ron Hare and then went back from Ron Hare to Ranger.
Correct. What's funny is I've heard Brad Marchand say his name both ways.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
And Arcand when he comes in at three. Arcand.
That's right. That's me. I pronounce it both ways in the same show. All right, so Hugo Gonzalez, everyone's high on, is what you're saying?
Yeah, the whole organization's very high on him.
They'd rather trade Jaylen than trade Hugo.
I think they had their line of the sand to where they were willing to go, and I don't think they needed to be as desperate as Miami because they've proven that it can work with Tatum and Brown, and I think
salvageable. You think it's amazing
it
to me. Rich, do you buy that?
So here's why I'm with Terp on this, is that his name's been put out in trades four times now. So there was the Kawhi Leonard talks.
Yep.
His name was thrown out there. The Anthony Davis talks, his name was thrown out there.
Sure.
The Kevin Durant talks,
that
as you mentioned earlier, that was a huge
one.
He
had to address that at media day that year.
Yep.
And was like, I'm not talking about it, I'm focused on playing basketball. That was the big one.
And then there have been other ones here and there, but those are the three big ones that I remember. And now you have this one. So the Celtics, it seems like almost every offseason there's a rumor that they're going to trade him for somebody else. This one does seem to be the most public, and it seems to be the biggest, and it seems to be the one that, in an offseason where everyone, you turn on ESPN and everyone's talking about this trade, and they're not just talking about Miami. It always goes to Jaylen.
Yep.
Jaylen is half of this story right now, and can the Celtics end up surviving having this disgruntled player on their team?
This is as bad as it's ever been. You have to admit that. It's as public as it's ever been. It was the most drama it's ever been.
Especially given what's changed since then. So when they offered him for Kevin Durant after the 2022 NBA Finals, he hadn't won a championship, hadn't won Finals MVP, hadn't had the year that he had last year. All the success that he's had since then completely changes this conversation as well.
The fact
that he's won a championship here changes things. When you're parting ways with players that have been franchise cornerstones for a decade that brought you a championship, that changes things.
Yep, it absolutely does. Let's go to Bob on line one. Bob, what's happening?
Oh boy.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Yeah, the Celtics should never be like they once were with Red Auerbach as the coach.
Well said.
Won 9 championships in 11 years. That guy knew how to win.
Yes, he did. They got a statue of him smoking a stogie.
Never be the same again. Never. They tried in the 80s. They won 3 championships with a lot of talent.
And you know what? Red also didn't allow dames on the court dancing around in them short skirts.
Well, that's okay. It's a distraction to the players.
You bet it is. All right, thank you, Bob, for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
women weak in legs. I mean, Bob's right.
Yep.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Absolutely.
Now, you asked the question, what's next? I don't think it's tenable. I think, and Windhorst was saying this, bidding war? I mean, come on. This is now, I hate to say this, Rich, but Terp's going to love this. All the beat people love this. We're back to the slingshot. They are going to get under the second apron. They're going to trade Jalen, and it's a rebuild. It's a mini rebuild. It's like it's a bridge year. You're going to be hearing a lot of that.
Well, so I want to do something because I actually reached out to Terp before we came in because I keep hearing about this bidding war and everyone going after Jalen Brown, but I want to know what teams are these and what do they have to offer?
Good. I've got some thoughts too, but okay. I want to check with Terp and yeah, he'll tell us whether that's legit.
Yeah, so when we come back, I want to find out now that the Giannis thing has just blown up in the faces of the Celtics. How do you salvage this? If there is a bidding war for Jalen Brown, who's bidding and who could this team get back? Is it anything potentially comparable to having Giannis here? I don't think anything. I don't know if you've got. I honestly have. There's a couple teams and there's a couple rumors that I've heard, but I want to know what Terp has to say, and we will hear what he has to say right after this.
The reality is Hugo had a great rookie year and is, I think, a critical part of us moving forward because his athleticism can meet the moment in the big games. So he's got a bright future.
Love it. A little Czarface instrumental here. That would be the music of 7L.
Oh, I thought maybe Hugo loved this song.
I don't get it. I don't get the Hugo love, and I don't get why you don't pronounce the H in his name. It is Rich Ken, and of course, in studio, first-tier Terp, Justin Turpin, on a day where, I don't know, if you're a Celtics fan, I don't know if you're pissed, or I don't know. Right now, it's chaos, and I love that word. It's my favorite word because I embrace chaos, and I know right now, if you are Brad Stevens, you're sitting here, and you're looking at a Jalen Brown, who really, more publicly than any other time, was offered up for a trade. There, the Kevin Durant one was probably the closest to this. But right. I mean, you, as I said, every time you look up on ESPN and you look up at any of the channels, they're mentioning this trade. And it almost is more about the Celtics than it is about the Miami Heat now.
Yeah, totally is. And Greeny kept saying that on Get Up. The most fascinating thing is not the trade. It's Jalen Brown. What happens next? Do you feel bad for him at all? Like, I do. There's a smidge of, okay, the guy's had his name in trade rumors multiple times. He has been a pretty good guy here. I mean, he's a good player, obviously. And he's given a lot to the city. He's, you know, so I don't want to take that away from him. What the Twitch stuff, I do think, is a part of this. Terp said maybe not that big a part. I think he is kind of blowing his way out of town a little bit here in the last couple months. But that said, I can understand how you feel like Jalen's a bit of a victim. And to that point, the Celtics did try to keep this quiet, right? That's a fact. For a while, they tried to not have it get out.
But somebody screwed up massively.
You can't
everybody started reporting on this a week ago.
When you're talking about a player of the caliber of Giannis, it's not going to stay under wraps. This is a move that the rest of the NBA was waiting on. Like, they were halting their moves to wait and see what comes out of this saga. So there's no way you're going to keep that under the wraps. Like, this is the whole league's trying to figure this out. The whole league's waiting for this domino to fall. There's just no way that you can work in silence behind closed doors the way they like to when you're talking about a player like Giannis. And it's just not realistic.
And to be honest, it was probably most likely the Bucks that leaked that out because they wanted to jack up the price for Miami. Hey, we're about to get Jalen Brown plus a bunch of other stuff. You better
give me a little more than
Tyler Hero.
Simmons got hold of it, and I think that's what really made it real, right? That's when people started to believe. So somehow he got it, whether it was a Celtic source or elsewhere, and they whiffed. I'm just shocked they would not add those players. Baylor Shireman and Hugo, like their fascination with their depth and like the bench pieces is amazing.
I don't get it. Like, what do they see in Hugo Gonzalez? Like, what is their ceiling? Like, what do they believe he can become?
Not Jordan.
They really believe he can be like a true rotational piece for years to come. Like, he's a very young player, very raw player, and he came up last year and was just ready immediately. And I think that's credit to where he came from with Real Madrid, like playing with all those professional athletes, guys that had NBA experience.
Yeah.
He came up in that kind of atmosphere where he was ready to come and make an impact right away. And you saw that in Game 7. Like, he was largely out of the rotation for the entire playoffs. He comes in Game 7 and really helped them stay alive in that game. And there's reason to believe that he can be like an all-defensive type of player one day and be a true impact player. Like, he could be He can get like a lot of money one day with the Celtics.
I believe after reading that New York Times article that even if they would have put in Hugo Gonzalez, that the deal wouldn't have happened.
Oh,
because they were scared that Jalen was going to show up and be like, I don't want to be here.
I don't believe that. I think that spin, I think that Celtics source spin, I don't believe Jalen would get his own team anywhere and turn that down now.
Especially it's Milwaukee, man. It's Milwaukee. Nobody wants to play in Milwaukee.
Why not? Giannis won a title there. People like basketball there.
But I mean, that was
beautiful
such
summer,
it was
summer
a
Summerfest concert?
Yeah, sure, it's wonderful. Thank God the basketball season's during the summer. But I mean, that's the thing is that I don't think that, you know, he looked at that. And also, it might have been a way just to kind of mother F the Celtics a little bit. You know, hey, you keep trying to trade me. Mm-hmm. I have a say
in
this.
That's true. I like that theory.
So I think I got a little bit of a say in this. And if you're going to trade me, I want to do it my way. And it ain't at Milwaukee. So if you want to make all of a sudden, you know, the Celtics super team and get the world excited, yay, now we can win because we got Giannis and we don't have Jalen, yeah, you can go F yourself.
The next time we hear from Jalen, we'll probably be a Twitch stream when he has to address the youth because he's not going to meet with the media at all, like in a press conference setting, probably
maybe
until...
Ever.
Possibly, yeah, like real
he's
chance.
Gonna be Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
let's go to Kelvin. I'm sorry, real quick. Let's go to Kelvin real quick on line two. Kelvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good afternoon.
Thanks, man.
I think Brown, he don't want to be here no more after all this mess. He already talked about China. If they give him 400, he's out. You guys can get Durant and somebody.
Kevin Durant.
Chances. Durant can make it.
Ooh, I don't want Kevin Durant. No.
That is interesting.
I like you throwing that out there. I don't want Kevin Durant.
He turns 38 in September.
Okay, but if you're going to have highest bidder now, Houston is a legitimate possibility, and I would consider as your best return now Şengün and Durant. Maybe that is something you think, and maybe a pick.
I would want Amen Thompson if you can get him.
Or Thompson.
If he's available, I doubt he would be. But if he is, then
and just have him throw Durant in. Like, do they really? I mean, Houston's going for it. I know they, you know, it took a lot to get him there. But would they give up on Durant?
I mean, maybe
Jaylen
after
Brown?
All the headaches he caused last year, making fake burner accounts, calling out his teammates. Like, maybe that guy's more expandable. But I just don't.
So
see
if you got Thompson and Durant, or Şengün and Durant,
that's a haul. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like,
would you think about that?
Oh, if you got Şengün and Durant, yes.
And Thompson? That's a haul.
Yeah,
well, not
all
three. You're probably not going to get all three.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to get all
three. No. Yeah, for all that, yeah. I would do that.
I don't know if I'd move him for Durant. Like, Durant's going to be 38.
But at least it's a win-now move. Now, financially,
this roster's also still a couple pieces away. Like, it's not just, like, Giannis wasn't just the one, like, that's the problem solver right there.
They're going to have to figure some things out.
Like, we've talked about it throughout this whole saga. Like, if they were to land Giannis, then you have to go get a stretch five. Like, Giannis is at his best when he has a big man that can shoot on the perimeter. Like, you saw that with Brook Lopez. That wasn't going to work with Cade.
Yeah.
No matter how they feel about Cade, you could not have Giannis and Cade on the floor together. The spacing would have just been way off. The paint would have been too congested. Mm-hmm. So there were other moves to follow, and there still are.
What about Rich's favorite guy who we had a bet on yesterday, how long it would take him to mention him?
Who's that?
Oh, we already mentioned LeBron. Yeah, I mentioned
LeBron
first before you did.
So. And that would be fun. Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah, because you could use the $15 million exception. You can get him here. Absolutely. And he would do it too. All right, so Terp, I want, because I heard that Brian Windhorst clip where he said that it's going to be a bidding war for Jalen Brown. And I just want to know, what teams are we talking about, and what would they be willing to offer up? What do you got?
I would think the Pelicans would be one that you look at right away. Like, there's real interest in Trey Murphy, and there are young players there that they can trade for. And Trey Murphy, obviously not as established, not as, you know, good as Jaylen Brown, but is a very good player, somebody the league views very highly, puts up borderline all-star numbers. Like, this guy is really good, and he could be one of the names that you'd watch. But, like, really across the league, when you go from talking about Giannis, right, who, again, top five at worst player in the league, you're not really going to get much higher. And where around the league can you go trade Jalen and actually look at your team and think it's better?
Okay, I want you to tell me like you did there, and I'm going to tell you whether or not it's not worth just trying to smooth things out with Jalen.
Okay,
so and that deal right there is not worth not smooth. I would rather keep Jalen. I would rather put in the work to smooth things over with Jalen.
What about Zion and Trey Murphy? Could you get both of them?
I don't think they'd move Zion.
They wouldn't do it.
No.
And I don't think I'd want Zion.
Really?
No, I don't think I would. He's never on the floor.
He's
I'd want him.
He's got major issues.
Keep that guy out of the North End, too.
Yeah, oh, God, I know. Man, you know what? He's Greg Oden 2.0.
Okay.
I've got a weird feeling.
This one would have to happen, like, within the next couple hours here, but what if there was a trade around, surrounding the Clippers and the fifth pick and like maybe a Darius Garland and Kawhi Leonard? There'd be more moving parts into there. But
I would take that. The fifth that pick, would Kawhi be, and Darius Garland?
Not all of them. Like one of the two, something there. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of going
So let's just say, let's go the fifth pick and Darius Garland.
Yes, for Jalen.
Yes, I think that's probably as good as you're going to get right now.
That's pretty good.
Now you still need a big man. I mean, that you have definite big man issues still, because that's part of the reason you wanted Giannis, right? You wanted to change your style. You wanted rim protection and somebody who can finish in the paint. But that's a lot. I mean, because you tell me this draft's pretty good. I mean, somebody called Jones and Keefe and said, just even for Boozer, if you could get the third pick somehow, you know.
The draft is very top heavy. Like, and that's kind of going to be the reality for like drafts moving forward. It's like with the NIL now, like a lot of players that are outside the lottery now that could have a chance to get in there next year are going to go back to school. Like, you have more opportunity to make money there. You can further establish yourself and really increase your draft stock. So I think the NIL era obviously hurts the draft as a whole. But if you're moving that far up when it's been reported the Celtics are interested in moving up. Though if they are to move up, I would expect it to be like, how high up does Hauser and 27 get you? It's not going to get you in the lottery, but if it gets you like kind of right on the fringe there, like a Detroit or Orlando team that can use shooting, maybe you look at it that way. But the fifth pick is obviously interesting. But all this depends on like what the Celtics, what is the communication been with Jaylen Brown, and do the Celtics feel like they can no longer win with this duo? I think that's what it comes down to, because if they still feel they can win with this duo, they have avenues to improve the team around these two. And looking around the league, it's like, there's nothing that really excites me is like, okay, let's move Jalen for this player or this group of players. At least that's available now. There's always players that aren't necessarily available that become available. And it's like, okay, wow, I can see why they got behind this. But for now, with the teams and the players that you know are available, there's nothing that really should behoove the Celtics to move them.
A couple of weeks ago, Paul Pierce was mentioning on his podcast Sabonis. And I don't know how you would get him. I don't even know whether or not he's somebody who's available. I just heard him say it, and it made my ears perk up.
He's been on like every trade rumor for years. And that's a good one. That is a good player. That's a player that could fit into the system right away. Obviously fills a giant need and can be your stretch five that can be a rebounding presence for you. Like, that's one that they would look at for sure. And I think he would play great with Jason Tatum. Them two would mix awesome.
What about the Pistons? Jalen Duren, who had a bad playoff run. Or Isaiah Stewart, I've heard his name out there.
Isaiah Stewart's not one that I would include in like a Jalen Brown trade, and I don't think they let Duren go. Like, they're going to give him a lot of money. That's a really good player. I know he was terrible in the postseason, but like, that's a player that is key to their success. I don't see them letting him go.
Okay. All right, so there was a report that came out yesterday, or the day before yesterday, that was, it didn't involve Jalen Brown, but it did involve making the team potentially better. And that is, did you read the story about how there is a Derek White for Rudy Gobert potential trade rumor?
That, yeah. That one doesn't make a ton of sense to me either. And I think Derek White is definitely expandable this year.
Yeah.
Like, obviously getting up there in the age, didn't have a great year last year offensively. Defensively, it was great. Obviously, first team all defense. And there is some value in that. But I'm not sure Rudy Gobert is what this team's looking for. We keep harping on stretch five, stretch five, stretch five.
Yeah.
No, let's bring in Rudy Gobert, who him and Kata, very, very, very similar in their games. They play like almost identical. So obviously Gobert is a better player, but I don't think I'd be interested in that one.
All right, 617-779-7937. Does it look like this is the end for Jalen Brown? Have the Celtics basically shot themselves in the foot by not making this Giannis trade happen? It sure does sound like Jalen Brown not very happy, according to his Twitch stream. But who knows? I mean, as I said, he is used to being mentioned in trades. This one seems to be the most public. Have we passed the point of no return? And how many times today have you heard, can you put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste holder, whatever it's called, in the tube?
Which is what Terp wants to do. Tier one Terp is trying.
Which is like, I heard that a million times.
Unless
today,
there's
like,
something out there worthwhile, I'm trying to put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Job. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next.
He made a colossal mistake. Colossal. In that he could have forced his way to Boston. He could have said, look, it's down to these two teams. I will only re-sign with the Celtics. And he would have been there. And to your point, he would have been able to maybe win a championship this year, upcoming. And then going forward, they would have been contenders for the next 4 or 5 years.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, Justin Turpin in with us. He writes for WEEI.com all about the Celtics, and what a day we have had. What was it, about like 11 o'clock last night? Is that when the news
after
ended up breaking?
Midnight,
yeah, close to midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
All I know is I woke up to use the can around 3 a.m., and of course, as I always do, I sat and I was reading some of the news alerts, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess it happened. I guess I'm up now. So for about an hour, I started reading. It was a nice long can break, and then I went back to sleep and started reading some more about it. But
who's the winner in the trade, by the way? Broussard, good point, by the way. I love Broussard's point there that, you know, Giannis screwed up. Why didn't he force his way to Boston? I don't think he won. I obviously don't think the Celtics won. I don't think the Bucks won. I guess you could say Miami did. Pat Riley won. He got his guy. He got his star to South Beach.
They finally got someone to meet him at the altar because he struck out the last like five times. Since Jimmy Butler, they've struck out.
No question. But, I mean, that's all well and good. He could try to kick his way out there. But apparently, according to the New York Times, as I read you that article, part of the article before, Jaylen Brown had given signals to the Milwaukee Bucks that he was going to be a player under duress, that he would not want to be there. So, I mean, Giannis could kick and scream. But if I'm the Bucks, I'm not making that deal. If I know I'm getting a player back that's not going to want to be there and not going to sign anything,
but
and he's going to
can't you trade Jaylen? Why don't you get Jaylen and trade him somewhere else?
They could have flipped him. That's what I thought was the most logical thing. If they were to move Jaylen and they didn't want to, or if he didn't want to be there, and Milwaukee didn't really view him as the building block that they wanted, then they would have flipped him. That was always the most logical thing to me, I think. It felt like they weren't going to build around him.
But the bottom line was Giannis had two places he wanted to go. And they said, well, Jaylen doesn't want to play here, so we're going to go to Miami. Because I don't know if you guys agree, but it sure seems to me that the Celtics offer was a better offer than what Miami was offering up.
Yeah, I would I would agree.
Yeah, so it just seems to me like... And that should scare you as a Celtics fan, is Jaylen Brown is calling the shots, which means you might not get top value for him if you do want to trade him right now. Because he might say, you know what, I don't want to go to this team, even though they put the best package together with the best group of players. I don't want to play here, don't want to play here. That sucks. And you know what, he's got you by the balls right now. And part of me says I almost don't blame him, but as a Celtics fan, I don't like that one bit. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mike.
Guys, great discussion here. Hey, let me just throw a different curveball at this thing. First of all, I want Jaylen Brown gone 5 years ago, you know, even before they won the championship. He has been the highest drama player that we've had on the Celtics since, I don't know when, you know, Sidney Wicks in the late 70s. I mean, it's crazy. But here's one thing I would think about. One of the key guys here, and I think I called last week to speak to you guys, one of the things that's a key variable here is Brad Stevens. And reflect on the comments that Brad made after we lost to the Philadelphia 76ers after being up 3-1, what he focused on, right? So we know that Mazzulla's not going anywhere, but we do know that Brad was obviously unhappy with the constant three-point shooting, and he was unhappy with our ability to protect the rim. So you remember during the great dynasty years of the Pats, most of us had the opinion that whether or not we liked Belichick as a human being, he's a pretty abrasive guy. We always kind of had that line in New England, in Bill we trust. In other words, we trusted him, particularly as a general manager, to make those decisions that were best for the team, to put us in the best position to, you know, win championships. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely am of the opinion in Brad we trust. He is going to get us some players that's going to help us build the championship. And as we just saw with the finals, depth is very important. And by showing Shireman and Ugo, or however you pronounce his name, Gonzalez, and guys like that, that we're loyal to them, I'll tell you what, I think we're in better shape. But the key for me is Jaylen Brown must go.
That's a good call, Mike. You know what? The one thing I'll say is that don't think that Brad wasn't prepared for if this blew up in his
100%.
Face.
100%. And there definitely has been conversations between Jaylen Brown and Brad Stevens.
I'm pissed.
He's coached him for 5 years before he moved upstairs, was believed in him enough to make him the highest paid player in NBA history with the Supermax deal. There's a longstanding relationship there that he's not going to leave him out in the dark. Like there
at
have
the
been
end of the season at his press conference, he was like, have you talked to Jaylen? No. But my door's always open.
But he did say that they were going to meet that week, which is common practice. They do meet throughout the offseason. Like, that is common practice. But to the caller's point, I think Brad has earned the benefit of the doubt. Since he moved upstairs, they've been to the finals twice, won one, and haven't won fewer than 51 games.
When Danny Ainge was the GM, I used to interview him every week during the season. And I remember one time I asked him, I was like, when there's a player whose name is being thrown around and, you know, in trades, like, do you tell them that they're going to, yeah, you are actually telling people that you are available. And he said, you know, we have to be very honest with these people. So, yeah, a lot of times we do say, you know, we're looking around. Your name is going to be mentioned. We would love to have you here. We're only going to trade you if it's something that we can't say no to. And like to me, that was a shock, because it almost seems like most GMs would just not say anything until it was actually done, because at that point it's too late. You can't do anything. There's no kicking and screaming.
That's what happened kind of with the Sox and Bregman. They didn't tell Devers until they got Bregman in the fold. Then they were like, oh, yeah, Rafi, we want you to move to first base. A little bit different, right? But they held off telling him until they had.
And those communication issues that the Red Sox have, first of all, not many franchises have it that bad as they do.
Yeah.
The Celtics certainly don't. The Celtics and Brad Stevens have really earned a reputation of being very respectful and very, you know, courteous to the players that are in these conversations when they're having them. He's been upfront and honest. Like, really, anyone that's been traded in the Brad Stevens era has come back and praised him for that.
I also think that if there's anybody that can smooth things over, obviously, if you're Jaylen Brown, you're pretty hot right now. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm pissed off. I want to go to a different team. You know, if you're angry at, you know, this being, they almost controlled your future and sent you to a place that you didn't want to play. I do think if there's anyone that could smooth it over, it's Brad Stevens.
I agree. Especially with the longstanding relationship that he has. Like, these guys have a close relationship. Jaylen clearly has a lot of respect for Brad. Brad has a lot of respect and belief in Jaylen Brown. Like, that goes a long way here in trying to mend those fences.
He tried to trade him 4 years in a row. He tried to trade him at the trade deadline this year, reportedly. They just decided our team's not good enough. We're trading Jaylen Brown again. Brad wants him out.
It's fair for Jaylen to feel that way. Again, like, yeah, you've been in conversations twice, and it feels like any time a superstar comes available, your name's up. And if Jaylen Brown gets frustrated with that, that's a human reaction. That is totally rational and understandable.
But it's also basketball.
Right. Like, it's part of business.
It's part of the money that you make. That ridiculous salary you get, part of that is the risk that you could be traded at any moment to a different team. That's why you get paid what you get
it's
paid.
It's also, you're talking about Giannis. It's not like some scrub that they're going to send him out for. It's Giannis,
not
a
yet.
Top five player.
Wait till plan B.
Exactly.
I don't want to know that plan B. Let's go to Rob on line two. Rob, what's up, man? How you doing?
Guys, how you doing? I'm doing all right, but bear with me because this is a little involved. And honestly, fully transparent, the only basketball I typically watch these days is NCAA Division I college basketball. The professional game has turned me off. But this year's Celtics team did intrigue me. And there's a couple assumptions that everything I'm about to say is based on. One is that when owners extend players' contracts in the NBA, that's under the assumption and with the proviso that they are going to conduct themselves as professional basketball players in every way, shape, and form. On the court, out in public, and however you have to conduct yourself with negotiations private behind closed doors. Is that a fair assumption?
Sure, yeah, I would think so. And by the way, another thing I was thinking too is the one way they can smooth things over with Jaylen Brown after all this is to give him that extension.
Yeah, that's been my stance.
So let me finish. So let me keep going. So now they extend Jaylen Brown a supermax deal, and my math is fuzzy, but I know it's north of $50 million a season, correct?
Oh, yeah.
If the extension would be for two, like roughly 140, so it would be north of 70 or right around 70.
It would be an absurd amount of money. Yes, Rob.
Right. Thank you for helping me prove my point. So this is what he is standing to gain, okay? And we're expecting him to act like a professional, and if he gets traded, he doesn't lose a penny of that money, correct?
Yeah. He gets paid all that money.
Yeah, it's paid. Guaranteed. Yeah, absolutely.
Guaranteed money.
Rob, you're making my point, Rob. I mean, the one thing I was saying is that's what happens. That's why you get paid all that money, is because there is a chance you can get traded. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, Brad Stevens has all of this ready to go. Like, I mean, and he obviously has a speech that has been prepared since the moment he knew this could blow up in his face.
I'm pissed.
Yes, thank you very much, Brad, that he could smooth everything over with Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown, if he's a professional, hopefully he's enough of a professional where he'll be able to go, all right, cool, let's just try to win again.
Do you believe that that's going to happen? They're keeping Jaylen. You think they're going to?
There's
gonna
a big chance.
If there's no reasonable offer out there, they're going to want him for his value. They view him very highly. Yeah?
This was your swing. This was your big swing. You missed.
I'm with you, Rich. Like, if this was specific to Giannis, and that you still believe that Tatum and Brown can win at the highest level together, give him the extension. validate him in that sense. Be like, okay, see, here we go. We
so
believe
why
in
is
you.
Windhorst saying it's a bidding war?
Because of course teams are going to call in. Like, teams are going to call and see if this relationship's severed, see if they're done with Jalen. Like, they're obviously going to ask these questions.
You better snuff that out now. If I'm Brad Stevens, I come out and say, you know, we tried. Giannis is a once-in-a-generational player.
We'll hear from him tonight after the draft.
Yeah, you better put it to bed.
Like, we'll get at least some clarity tonight. Like, I'm sure Brad Stevens will do his typical GM talk, a president of basketball operations talk, when he kind of tiptoes around it. But there will be a level of clarity tonight.
Nothing heals wounds better than cash.
Amen.
And if he puts out that extension, then that's going to be – if you're Jalen Brown, and someone says, you know what? Here's how you don't get pissed off at us. Here's 140 million.
I'm going to help him with that, and everything will be good.
He'll sell it to Ugo, who's obviously going to be the next star of this team. All right, Terp, thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jeff Perlman. Jeff Goodman. He is an insider. He's going to be helping us out, trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes between the Celtics and Brad Stevens. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.